This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Republicans take Virginia.
We will change the trajectory of this Commonwealth.
And lead in New Jersey.
We've been up and down this state talking about the issues.
Vaccine shots for younger kids.
This is really important for families and children.
Atlanta wins the World Series.
It doesn't feel real. I'm like pinching myself.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, Republicans prevail in Virginia and could pull off a possible upset win in New Jersey. CBS's Ed O'Keefe has more on the two governors' races that headlined Election Day.
Let's reinvigorate this amazing Commonwealth of Virginia.
In closely watched Virginia, Republican Glenn Youngkin came out on top in the governor's race, delivering a decisive blow to the Democratic Party. Voters said jobs and the economy were top issues facing the state.
So as a mom, as a healthcare professional that makes decent income, I am struggling.
Followed by education, with a little more than half of voters saying parents should have a lot of say in what's taught in schools. A main theme of Youngkin's campaign.
We're going to press forward with a curriculum that includes listening to parents' input.
Democrat Terry McAuliffe lost ground in cities and suburbs that the president won last year.
But the fight continues.
Then there's New Jersey, where Governor Phil Murphy is staying positive in an unexpectedly tight race against Republican Jack Chiarelli.
We're all sorry that tonight could not yet be the celebration we wanted it to be.
Murphy ran on his record managing the pandemic, while Chiarelli focused on the economy and education. Some early polls had Murphy ahead by up to double digits, making the razor-thin margins a major disappointment for Democrats and possibly a blueprint for Republicans looking ahead.
Together we can fix this state.
Republican Mike Carey won the race for a House seat in Central Ohio. Democrat Chantel Brown won the congressional election in the Cleveland area. In New York City, Democrat Eric Adams has been elected mayor.
We take off the intramural jersey and we put on one jersey, Team New York.
He's the city's second black mayor. For the first time, Boston has elected a woman and person of color as mayor, Michelle Wu.
From every corner of our city, Boston has spoken.
Ed Gainey's become the first African-American mayor in Pittsburgh. Cincinnati elected Asian-American Aftab Purival. Buffalo's incumbent mayor, Byron Brown, has declared victory. He ran as a write-in candidate against the woman who beat him in the Democratic primary, socialist India Walton. In his bid to get a second term, Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey is far ahead of 16 others, but short of the 50% needed to win. Frey opposed a push to replace the city's police department with a Department of Public Safety, and voters agreed with him on that.
There will be many that will try to argue that this is a blow to reform. That is dead wrong.
Supporters backed a police overhaul after the killing of George Floyd last year. Well, the CDC has given the final okay for 5 to 11-year-olds to get the Pfizer COVID vaccine. CBS's David Begno reports the doses are a third of adult-sized and the needle is smaller, too.
I'm very excited. I've been waiting for a very long time.
For kids like 10-year-old Ella Conrad, the vaccine will be life-changing. She has not seen her friends in nearly 2 years because she has an autoimmune disorder.
I do homeschool and I just talk to my friends on FaceTime.
Because of COVID, what do you not do?
Play with my friends and go a lot of places.
Stacy Conrad is Ella's mother.
Once she's fully vaccinated, she can go have a sleepover at a friend's house. We can take our life off of pause.
Only 27% of parents say they will vaccinate their kids right away. 30% say they will definitely not vaccinate their kids at all. And 33% say they're going to wait and see how it's working before making a decision.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
The Atlanta Braves won baseball's World Series with a 7-0 Game 6 shutout of the Houston Astros. Here's CBS's Steve Futterman.
26 years of waiting came to an end for the Atlanta Braves and for this Atlanta fan who made the trip to Houston.
I'm in heaven. It doesn't feel real. I'm like pinching myself.
The Braves completely control Game 6.
High fly ball to left and good.
Call on Fox. In the third inning, Atlanta jumped out to a 3-0 lead on a home run by series MVP Jorge Soler. The Braves added three more runs in the fifth, another in the seventh, to turn the game into a blowout. And when the final out took place,
to first, the Braves are world champions!
Celebration on the field, Braves manager Brian Snitker.
I'm numb. This is the greatest, greatest thing in the world. Braves country, we appreciate you and love you.
It has been a long time, but once again, the Atlanta Braves are on top of the baseball world. Steve Futterman, CBS News at the World Series in Houston.
The U.S. Supreme Court hears arguments today in a gun rights case that could put more weapons on the streets of New York and Los Angeles and threaten restrictions in scores of public places. CBS's Elise Preston says it all centers on a tough New York gun permit law.
The court will decide whether those challenging the 108-year-old law have the right to carry a concealed gun in public for self-defense. Supporters of the law say reversing it will invite opportunities for more violence. If the justices overturn New York's law, experts say it could lead to loosened gun laws in other states.
The government reports suicides in the U.S. decreased by 3% from 2019 to 2020, despite a rise in risk factors. The largest drop, 10%, was seen for white women. Suicides for Hispanic men increased by 5%, same for all men in the 25 to 35 age group. In our series on the auto industry, CBS's Jennifer Kuiper reports there are new challenges for buyers and sellers.
Vehicle inventory is low and automaker incentive spending is down, so there are fewer deals available. But one thing for sure is pickup trucks are still hot. Nissan is showing off the 2022 Frontier, and Wade Willett with Nissan tells us when it comes to supply.
The challenge right now is just prioritizing within our supply chain and making sure that we're able to have an uninterrupted supply and have some choices at the dealers.
But if a manufacturer is having supply chain difficulties, getting your new vehicle may take a while.
It could be up to 6 months, depending on the vehicle.
Jennifer Newman of Cars.com recommends being flexible and widening your search.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
A late legendary rapper is getting new life in Los Angeles.
The life and legacy of Tupac Shakur is being celebrated in a new museum exhibit in L.A. His estate says the exhibit includes handwritten lyrics from some of his classic songs.
That's the way it is. Come on.
The exhibit opens in January and will run for 6 months. After that, those handling Tupac's estate say they want to take it on the road to other big cities. The rapper was shot and killed at the height of his career in 1996. He was just 25 years old. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
Scores of QAnon followers gathered at Dealey Plaza in Dallas in the mistaken belief that John F. Kennedy Jr., who died in a 1999 plane crash, would suddenly reappear. QAnon lore has it that that would be part of events that would somehow lead to the reinstatement of Donald Trump as president. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.